Connected.
Friday Night TechNet, every Friday evening at 7 p.m. Central on 9229 TechLink.
Hello and welcome. This is the SCF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. That's the Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you're not familiar with the SCF, it's a public access streaming system, and you can learn more by directing your browser to sdf.org or sdfarc.org. I will pause now to allow for any emergency priority traffic or anybody who'd just like to disconnect from the net. This is MD0X. Please stand by. I am November Bravo Zero X-Ray, that is MD0X, and I am the net control operator for today. My name is Matthew, and I am in Southern California. My SCF username is Nonlinear. This net meets every Monday at 0 hours Zulu via Echolink node 9229 at the Techlink conference. And I'd like to thank Michael, BE7KI, for allowing us to use this conference. This is a directed net, and that means if you have something to say, please leave your call and wait for Minute Control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all radio amateurs and is not restricted to members of the SCF Amateur Radio Club. We'd like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussions, and this week's question is, I think, not surprising. If you are affected in any way by coronavirus, or if your local emergency services groups, or if you're in any way participating in hand-related activities related to coronavirus, we'd love to hear about that and discuss that for today. Any break? I will take several rounds of check-ins, and I'll go down the list, and everyone will have a chance to greet, make a comment, or ask a question. At this time, I will acknowledge the following call signs in the TechLink conference. I am showing AB9. FJ, and KF6 GPE, and KC3LYZ, and KG4PUG, and N9MAZ. So if you've not heard your call sign, please come now with your call sign, your location, and your SCF username if you have one. So if you'd like to check into this SCF Amateur Weekly Net, please come now. All right, nothing heard. So we will start here at the top of my list, and that is AB9FJ. Wayne, you have the floor.
Hello, Matthew. Yeah, this is Wayne in Urbana, Illinois. Username JWH, and I'm not sure I caught the topic. Are we still talking about coronavirus? If that's the case, there have been some developments in the last week here in Illinois. The schools have been closed. The university has decided to tell the students not to come back from spring break, that instead there will be e-courses, online courses instead, although I think there might be exceptions for courses that are inherently on site, you know, things like lab courses and performance courses and things like that. So that remains to be seen, but, you know, that's just a minority. What else? Schools, yeah, I think all the elementary and junior and high schools are closed at least until the end of the month, possibly could be extended beyond that. The governor has asked any gathering of, I think that it's 250 or more people, this is a voluntary request that they be canceled or postponed. And I think 1,000 or more, maybe it's not voluntary. I think maybe there's a mandatory closing down of those gatherings. Sports is like dead. I hear that the movie theaters haven't seen this bad a weekend in decades. It's probably the same everywhere. So I don't mean to point out this, you know, Illinois as being anything special there. Some places are worse than others. I think I heard down in Georgia and Louisiana they postponed their primary election for this year. But as far as I know, we're still on track to have it, on Tuesday. So here in Illinois. Anyway, back to you there, Matthew. This is AB9FJ.
AB9FJ, NB0X. Well, thank you very much, Wayne, for checking in, being here today. Yes, the topic is coronavirus. And have you been affected in any way personally, Wayne? And is there anything that your local clubs or emergency services are involved in or are doing for this? Back to you, Wayne, AB9FJ, NB0X.
Ah, yes. Well, as it happens, and I should have thought of this immediately, my club, lots of clubs have hamfests, but we do not. We have an auction. Every spring, we invite the ham community to come in and bring all their junk that they don't need anymore and put it on the table, and we'll auction it off. And that was scheduled to be this next coming Saturday, the 21st of March. And we decided that for various reasons, first of all, there's the health issue there. We certainly would not want to be responsible for spreading the virus around. But also, the whole point of it is to help people unload their hand gear and get a good price for it, if possible. And it just seems that right now things are so much up in the air. People are probably worried about getting laid off or having to be quarantined or isolated, worried about how they're going to take care of their kids home from school, maybe daycare expenses, and people looking at their 401ks, their mutual funds, and watching the value dwindle. Just seems like not a good time to ask people to open their wallets. So we decided to postpone our auction until sometime, perhaps in the summer or the fall or just next spring. We'll see what happens with that. As for me personally, well, I was born in 1952, so that puts me in the demographic that I have a coronary artery disease. So if I were to get the virus, there's a good chance that it would be a lot worse for me than it would be for the average young person, healthy young person. So that doesn't scare me a whole lot, though. I'm kind of a typical computer geek nerd. I don't socialize all that much, so I'm not too worried about picking it up unless I go visit my relatives who have kids, maybe. So it's not been a big factor to me there. I'll just continue what I usually do, maybe wash my hands a little bit more. No big deal. AB9FJ.
AB9FJ, NB0X. So thank you very much, Wayne, again, for being here. Appreciate it. Next on the list, I have KF6GPE. You have the floor.
Good evening, Matthew and the Net. It's been a few weeks since I've been able to check into the Net. My apologies. We are all well here in Boulder Creek, California. Oh, my SCF username is my call sign, Kilo Foxtrot 6, Golf Papa Echo. Specific to the coronavirus, I've been telecommuting for the last couple weeks. I work at Google, and I started telecommuting before the guidance went out last week that non-essential staff should telecommute. We have a few people still going into our building. I don't work in a data center or anything, so most people are able to work at home. We have a little device lab, and devices tend to rot if you leave them plugged into their chargers all the time, so people have to go in and unplug them and rotate, that kind of thing. But we're setting up a rotation for that. Otherwise, our county EOC has been activated, but they haven't reached out to any radio amateurs for support, which doesn't actually surprise me. And honestly, it would sort of concern me a little bit if they did, because a lot of the area's volunteers are sort of in the higher risk categories. They tend to be older and not quite as healthy, so I'm really not sure how that would work. But otherwise, we're doing pretty well here. 73, and thanks for taking the Net, KF6GPE.
KF6GPE, and these are us. So thank you very much for being here and checking in this week. We're glad to have you. Next on the list, I have KC3LYZ. Robert, you have the floor.
This is KC3LYZ, Bob in Philly, STF username Robert R. So far, we've been mostly okay with the virus. Schools are closed, and some of our local events, like their choir, is suspended for the next few weeks, and our bingo and things like that. But just a little bit worried once if they decide to close restaurants or something like that here, because we're both visually impaired, so it's a little hard for us to get around. But other than that, things are okay. It was my wife's birthday today, so we went out for that, a nice steak. Back to net control.
KC3LYZ, Bob, well, very happy birthday wishes to your wife, and yes, please stay safe, and hopefully you'll be unaffected by this. Personally, I've not had any real effects so far, but we have started to not attend events, and many things here in San Diego are closed. The schools are closed now, and some of the local tech companies, such as Qualcomm and Viasat, I know, are closed for next week, and people are working from home. And so I'll be working from home this week as well, so we'll see how long that lasts. But I think that is the safer thing to do. So I'm not been directly affected other than working from home and just curtailing my activities somewhat. But these all these runs on the supermarkets certainly are interesting, and the motivations of people for what they are buying up is interesting. So that may be another topic of discussion. Anyway, so that's how I've been affected. And so let's go to the next on the list. I have KG4PUG, and I really love your call sign there, because we have three pugs, and we very much enjoy our pugs. So that's a very cool call sign. So anyways, K4PUG, you have the floor.
Yeah, thanks, Matthew, NB0X, and the group. This is Dave, and my handle is developer at SDF. Yeah, not much going on here personally as far as the coronavirus. We did have the local club meeting, which is going to be the first one that I was going to attend. It was going to be tomorrow, but it was canceled for in person, but I think they might still have it on the radio. Some guys were suggesting just doing it over the radio instead of face-to-face, which makes sense probably for a lot of clubs, maybe on Simplex or something. So just making basic preps here, getting more into 2 meters and getting all the repeaters programmed in and stuff. I just moved to a new area not too long ago, so that's good to have. The governor here in Montana has closed all public schools K through 12 for 2 weeks, and I think there are 4 to 6 cases in Montana, maybe 3 in Wyoming. I'm not far from Wyoming, so not a whole lot. Basically not really affected here. We do have a ham fest coming up in July in Glacier, which is up at the Glacier Waterton International Peace Park up by the Canadian border. And that's still scheduled to be on because it's on the end of July, but everybody's wondering if we're going to have that because it's the only one we have here in the state. So back to the net, and thanks, KG4PUG.
KG4PUG, ND0X. Well, thank you very much for being here today, Dave, and checking in. I really do appreciate it. And let's see, next on the list, I have N9MAZ. Jim, you have the floor.
Hi, this is N9MAZ, Jim from Chicago, SDF username, JazzMaz. I think Wayne pretty much summed up Illinois state pretty well early on as far as the coronavirus goes. Chicago has some of its own complexities as far as like shutting down of schools and so forth during this situation. Me personally, still feeling well and healthy. Hope it remains that way. And but other than that, spent a good amount of the prior week helping customers transition so that they can have more of their staff work from home. And of course, you know, this weekend, since you know there's a good amount of downtime, I've been reaching out to family members and just checking in on people's statuses and friends and so forth. Back to you, NetControl.
N9MAZ. Well, thank you very much for being here and checking in today. Glad to have you here. So I've hit the bottom of my list, and I assume that the ham conference has joined since we started. So if there's anybody in the ham conference who would like to check in to this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Net, we are discussing coronavirus, how you may have been impacted personally, if your local clubs or emergency services groups have been activated or in any way participating in any response efforts. We'd love to hear about that. So with that, if there's anybody on the ham conference who would like to check in, please come now with your call sign.
Kilo 2, Delta Yankee, VK2DY.
Net control, please copy. Kilo Charlie 2, Sierra Tango Oscar. Name is Charlie. I'm from Westville, Gloucester County, New Jersey, and I have no traffic, or if it's a traffic net, back to you, net control.
All right, net control acknowledges VK2DY, Robert, and KC2STO, Charlie. So with that, we'll go back here to the top of this list. VK2DY, you have the floor.
So, good morning. This is Robert, Victor Kilo 2, Delta Yankee, in Kellyville Ridge, New South Wales, Metropolitan Sydney. Well, I am recovering from a cold, and I know it's a cold because I just went to do a CT scan to see if I'm recovering from my pneumonia, and the CT scan was clear, so there's no coronavirus. It's just simply the flu. So that was good news. Apparently, the flu is going around here as well. So it's causing a bit of panic down here, I think, with the symptoms being kind of similar. At any rate, at this point, let me reset for a second. So at this point, the states, well, all of the states in Australia still are allowing schools to be open. There's a real debate on schools, because what will happen if they let the kids out of school is they'll all go to the shopping centers, to the malls, and hang out there and infect each other there. And so letting kids out is sort of a questionable option as to whether they may be safer in school than in the shopping centers. So, but I think even with the cases increase, I think they're going to be forced to shut them down. I don't think there's any other choice at this point. It's only a matter of time. None of the states have done so far. And universities also are under the same kind of pressure at this point. Of course, university students probably won't go hang out at shopping centers, but you never know. The two of the universities are closed, and 42 of them are open at this point, as far as I know. The two closed are the one in the Gold Coast, I think it's Bond University, and Southern Cross up in Lismore, back in my, basically my home territory, back up in the northern New South Wales, both up north here. So they probably will be closed within the next week as well. I think this is slowly happening here, and it's slowly evolving. Stores are madhouse again. For about two or three days, things quieted down, and now everybody's panicking again because they're talking about closing everything. So some of the major stores like Woolworths have reserved the first hour of shopping for elderly and disabled shoppers. So in order to try to get them in and out before the madness starts. So we'll see how that turns out. What's canceled? The Royal Easter Show is canceled. The Royal Easter Show, if it were in America, would be called the New South Wales State Fair. It was to start in a couple days, actually. So they had everything already set up, and they've canceled it. All meetings over 500 are supposed to be canceled, including churches now. Before they weren't going to include churches, they've included churches as well. So some of these mega churches are having to adjust to that as well. So basically, we're about in the same shape everybody else is. Runs on stores and schools and businesses and everything is messed up. I think the biggest effect on this is going to be on the economy, and I just am afraid that it's going to push us into a recession. So I think that's my biggest fear with coronavirus. Anyway, thank you again. VK2DY, and back to
VK2DY, Andy Zurek. So thank you very much for being here and for giving us an update on the going on down under. The run on the stores here has been nothing short of amazing to me. But there's not been any discussion of closing stores, but certainly large gatherings are canceled, many conferences are canceled, many churches are closed as well, which makes sense, especially for the demographic that's most affected, the older folks, which I think populate or attend many of these things. So obviously we will see as we go along. So I think I'm at the bottom list here. The last check-in was KC2STO. It was KC2STO. Charlie, I think you said you had no traffic. I just want to give you one more opportunity if you're still listening, if you'd like to make any comments on coronavirus and how it might be affecting you. This is NB Xerox to KC2FCO. You have the floor.
That control. Thank you. Like I said, I had no traffic. Don't even know what the topic of the net is. I popped in and I heard somebody talking, so I listened for a little bit. And you said check-ins, so I did a brief check-in there. Pretty much throw my 2 cents into the pot. I'll talk about illnesses and the new sickness that's out there. It's no joke. You know, it's out there. It's getting spread very quickly. You know, I particularly don't know the ins and outs of it, but I know it's a killer. I guess basically what you gotta do is you just keep your hands washed and sanitize all your hard grounds and just keep up on it, I guess. You know, I guess that's basically all we can do. Just keep it sanitized and keep your hands clean. And check on your elderly neighbors and the shut-ins that are ill. I guess that would be the kind thing to do. Anyway, back to you, Net Control. This is Kilo Charlie 2, Sierra Tango Oscar.
KC2, STO, NB0X. So thank you very much for checking in, Charlie. We're glad to have you here. You're welcome to join us in Sunday, Monday, actually, Monday morning, 0 hours early is when we meet, and we are meeting an hour later than we normally do, since we've moved into daylight savings time, so 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern is our current time. And then I'll let anybody else outside of those time zones figure out what it is. But 0 hour Zulu is where we meet. So that is the bottom of the list. So if anybody else would like to check in or recheck in to this week's STF Amateur Radio Club Net, please come now.
AB9FJ, recheck.
AB9FJ, please go ahead.
Yeah, I neglected to mention that evidently all the hamfests in Nineland and Eightland, I think, have been canceled. There was one in Charlotte, North Carolina on Saturday, and I heard a report that it was very poorly attended, which is, I guess, to be expected. And we're kind of waiting to see what DARA says about the hamvention in Dayton. So it looks like it's... Well, I think the odds are they're probably going to cancel that as well. So we're waiting to see what happens with that. AB9FJ.
AB9FJ, NB0X, thank you very much for that recheck. And if there's anybody else like to check in to this week's STF Amateur Radio Club now, please come with your call sign, checks or rechecks. Please come now. All right, nothing heard, so I'll just give one more call. Anybody like to check in and recheck in for this week's STF Amateur Radio Club Net? Please come now.
KD9LHY.
KD9LHY, this is MB0X. Please go ahead, sir.
How's it going? Well, I guess good evening, good morning to everybody on the net and whatever time of day it is. And so I live here in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and we had our Wisconsin QSO party. So it was the first QSO party I was ever involved in. And all I can say is I had a blast, and I definitely want to do it again. So made a lot of contacts, went over by somebody's house and worked with them on it, but I'll send it back to you, Net Control.
KD9LHY, this is MD0X. Well, thank you very much for checking in. We're glad to have you here, and I'm glad you're able to be also part of it. Sounds like a lot of fun. I want to get involved in one of those one of these times soon when I get an opportunity. All right, if there's anybody else who'd like to check or recheck for this week's STF Amateur Radio Club Net, please come now. All right, nothing heard. Well, before we wrap this up, let me do say that if anybody would be interested in doing net control, we could use another one or more net control operators to add to the rotation. If you are interested, please let myself or Wayne know. You can certainly join the FCF Amateur Radio Club list, which is you can find on the fcfarc.org website. You do have an email list, and you're welcome to join. It is very low traffic and high signal noise ratio, so you won't be spammed. But you'd be glad to join that, and then if there's any, if you'd like to offer your, or participate as a net control operator, you can email as well. So we'd be glad to add that, and it doesn't even have to be necessarily on a rotational basis, or if you just want to try it out, let us know, and you can give you a slot. So with that, I'll just put out one more call for checks or rechecks to this week's STF Amateur Radio Club Net. Please come now with call sign. I just noticed somebody joining here. KI4YMP, Randy, would you like to check into this week's STF Amateur Radio Club Net?
Yeah, this is KI4YMP. My name is Randy. I'm in Gloucester, Virginia, on the east coast of the United States, and just like to say hello to everybody, and I hope everybody can hear me, and everybody stay well. This is KI4YMP, back to net. Thank you.
KI4YMP, this is MD0X. Yes, you are coming in through just fine. Audio sounds great. Do you have anything we're talking tonight about if you've been affected either directly or indirectly by coronavirus or if there's any activity in your area related to ham radio? So KI4YMP, Randy, do you have anything, any comments on the coronavirus that might have been affecting you?
Well, I've worked in the hospital field for several years. I'm not in it now, but I got a hold of some UV lamps that they used to purify the water like they would in the air ducts, and I know they use that kills bacteria. And I was just wondering if anybody out there has had any use with those other than maybe in the air ducts. They've come out with a couple different ones that the light waves don't damage the skin as much, but if you only, you know, I was thinking about maybe trying that, sort of, I don't know, putting a paper bag over my head, put my hands in my pockets, and doing a couple loops around it while it was on just to kill the bacteria there. Anybody got any thoughts on that one?
Okay, why? KI4YMP, MD0X. Yeah, but I'll put it out to the group. Anybody have any comments on any of the methods for sterilizing, if you've used that or are familiar with those at all? MD0X. Anybody would like to make a comment, please come out. All right, nothing heard. So, yeah, Randy, I'm not sure that I have anything to offer. Don't feel like the group has anything to offer either. Did you have any other comments for the net? AI4YMP and B0X.
Well, I'm glad to hear the net's here. I've listened to y'all for several years, and I've never really got involved. But it's very interesting. Some of the conversations you guys and everybody's had on here has been very interesting. But I'm just trying to figure out a way to sort of take care of this problem at hand, at least on the home front here. But it sounds like we've got a little ways to go, and hopefully everybody will be good. So 73 is everybody. I'll be on the side listening. This is KI4YMP in Gloucester, Virginia on the East Coast. Back to Net Director.
AI4YMP and B0X. Well, thank you very much for checking in. We're glad to have you here, and you're welcome. Any Monday at 0 hour Zulu is when we do the net. So please come again if you're so inclined. I'll put out another call. Anybody would like to check or recheck for this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club net, please come now.
Victor Echo 3, Whiskey Victor Juliet. The name here is Bill. That's Victor Echo 3, Whiskey Victor Juliet.
I acknowledge VE3WVJ, Victor Echo 3, Whiskey Victor Juliet. You have the floor.
Well, good day to all on net. I hope everybody's staying safe from this pandemic, this coronavirus that's going around. I know that there's a lot of panic buying in the stores and everything around where I live. The shelves are pretty much empty of most basic supplies, so I don't know how it is everywhere else around the world, but I hope everybody is staying safe, staying clean, wash your hands, cover your mouth, and just wish everybody the best. Anyway, I'll send it back to Net. Don't have too much else to add. Just stay safe, everyone. Thanks a lot for having me on the net. And this is Victor Echo 3, Whiskey Victor Juliet, sending it back to you.
VE3WVJ, and these are us. Well, thank you very much, Phil, for joining us. We're glad to have you here. And I think to about sum it up, you know, in terms of panic buying and washing your hands and being safe. So it's good advice. Thank you. So we'll put out anybody else like to check or recheck for this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club net. Please come now. All right, nothing heard. Well, I think that'll about wrap it up for us. All right, nothing heard, I'm sorry. We'll start there. So thanks, everybody, for being here today, and I think this wraps it up. And so we will conclude this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club net at 0 hours, 39 minutes, Zulu. And if you'd like to continue the conversation, you can join us in the AfterNet on the SDF DMR Top Group, number 31650, or you can join us on COM on the SDF. This is Net Control Station NB0X out. AB9FJ NB0X.
Did you call me, Matthew? Maybe 9FJ here.
Yes, Wayne, I was just wondering if you had a copy of the transcript. I wasn't able to get it today. So if you had a copy, if you could Well, send it on to me. I have it through NB0X.
Okay, right. I'll try to capture it for you here if it doesn't go away in the next minute or two. Also, I've been monitoring the Anon radio gateway, and it sounds good, so you don't even need to check it, I think.
All right. Thank you very much, Wayne. I really appreciate it. NB0X.
Attention Anon radio listeners, coming up at 0100 hours UTC is Snowdusk with Intergalactic Wasabi Mix. Attention on radio listeners. Coming up at 0100 hours UTC is Snowdusk with Intergalactic Wasabi Mix. Attention on radio listeners. Coming up at 0100 hours UTC is Snowdusk with Intergalactic Wasabi Mix.
Beep.